Did you know that overall we pay around $20 billion in fees on our superannuation every year? And that is far too much. The recent financial systems inquiry, headed by former banker David Murray, concluded so last year. It found that while the value of super had soared in recent years, administration fees had hardly fallen because of a lack of competitive pressure. One company has now just launched a new tool which aims to increase the transparency around fees and charges on your super by allowing consumers to compare the costs of their super with other funds online. This comparison tool is the brainchild of financial data firm RateCity.com.au. Jeremy Willink is RateCity's superannuation specialist. Jeremy, good morning. Welcome to Breakfast.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Jeremy, what's the average, and I'm ashamed to say I don't know, what's the average fee and expenses that we pay each year on our super?
On a $50,000 balance, the average fee is around $600 to $700, and that sort of works out to be about 1.15%.
And how does that compare to the rest of the world where there are retirement income systems like ours?
Australians probably pay three times more than other developed nations out there.
So is that quite a lot of money if you add that up over the average again, the sort of the average superannuation lifetime account? What does that add up to?
Absolutely. What we're seeing for the working life of a 30-year-old male going up into retirement, that's almost $200,000 difference between the highest paying super funds and the lowest paying.
So overall, you're paying perhaps $200,000 more than you need to, which is then presumably not going into your super to be compounded to add to your super. Would be even more than that, would it be? Would it be worth more than that?
Yes, absolutely. I think just a lot of Australians don't really know the fees they are paying on their super funds, and they don't know how easy it is to actually go online to compare your fees, see how that compares against the benchmark.
I'll come to that in a moment, but why are our fees so high? Do they need to be? Is there a reason offered?
There's a couple of reasons. Australian super funds tend to have a lot of their money in domestic equities. Mm. Domestic equities tend to be actively managed. We are seeing a move to more passive funds, like what's happening in the US. There's also a lot of compliance with the government around superannuation. And all these sort of small things adding up to the cost for super funds.
So this, you've come up with some kind of way of comparing them, an online comparison tool. We're used to those, I suppose, when we look at a whole range of things. One for super. What do you think this might do or might change?
Well, we're just trying to add transparency in the market. Australians use comparison websites for all parts of their life, whether that be for looking for a better car loan or trying to sort of switch flights. We're trying to allow Australians to go online, look at your super, look at your fees you're paying, the performance, your insurance and other features, and making sure you're getting a better deal.
And if you do, what you will see quite clearly is a huge disparity, quite a significant disparity between funds. Is there a theme? Are industry funds have lower fees than private funds, retail funds? What can give us a sense of the disparity, and who and why where and why they might be there?
Yeah, it does vary depending. Everyone's circumstances are different, but we are seeing a lot of the industry funds tend to be sort of have a lower cost. There are a lot of banks now coming into the market that are sort of competing, particularly around MySuper, and are sort of coming out with some very competitive, low price super funds. There hasn't been much change over the last couple of years in terms of super fees.
If you do have a look, if you do make a comparison and you find out that your super fund is charging higher fees and above the average fees or much higher than you could get somewhere else, how easy is it to do something about that? Is your only alternative to move your super, or do you think the funds, like some banks, can be open to negotiation, or would you have to shift? Hello, Jeremy?
The last couple of years, it used to be very paper-based confirmations. I even know from my own experience, it is difficult to find sometimes you've got lost super and where your super is from an employee, like a job you would have had 10 years ago. But it is now very easy to go online with the click of a button to switch your super.
You're listening to RM Breakfast. It's 4 minutes to seven. Our guest is Jeremy Willink, who's a superannuation specialist with ratecity.com.au. They just set up this online comparison tool. So you can look across the super funds, the many and varied in this country, and look at the admin fees they charge. More broadly, Australia's engaging right now, Jeremy, in a conversation about our $2 trillion super system. And the government is suggesting it might be interested in more flexibility in the system. So first home buyers, for instance, could draw down on their super savings earlier in life and to help get their first home, or might even be able to dip in for training through our life. What do you think of that idea? Have you had a look at that?
Yeah, I have seen there has been quite a bit of news around that lately. I think it's really healthy to have these sort of discussions. A lot of the people that have been coming back and saying that it's not going to be good tend to be people that might already have a home and sort of aren't going through some of the issues of getting onto the property ladder. So I think they're really healthy discussions to have, whether that be for your first home buyers or paying down HECS or extra education. I think it's a discussion that all Australians need to have.
I guess one thing that is positive about the tool you're launching, but also these discussions, is it gets us all more engaged in our superannuation. We've been, I think, in Australia quite passive about our super incomes, do you think?
Yeah, very passive. And I think a lot of that is because people don't know the fees that they are getting charged and how easy it is to go online and switch now. But, you know, these discussions that the government are having now, I think are really healthy. And I think that will definitely improve the engagement with particularly the younger Australians.
Get involved, get engaged. It could be worth $200,000 to you. Jeremy Willink, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Jeremy Willink is a superannuation specialist with ratecity.com.au, and they've just come up with this online comparison tool, so you can go to it and have a look at the different admin charges being charged across the super funds, and they really can vary significantly from 0% to 2.33% of your balance annually.